I'm 30 years old, and I live with stage 4 malignant melanoma. So I was diagnosed about, 5 years ago with an initial little mole on my back, and that subsequently has progressed over the years to where I'm at now. I have unresectable, or basically melanoma that can't be removed with surgery anymore. I have 3 separate tumors in my right shoulder slash chest. At initial diagnosis, it was just literally a simple mole, like we all have, that kind of look ugly and, you know, your partner bugs you about it and pokes fun at it. Put off going to the doctor for a long time, which I shouldn't have done. Finally went to my doctor. A couple of weeks later, get a phone call. It is cancerous. We need to get you into cancer care right away. Our goal was kind of the 5-year mark. If you can make it the 5-year mark, that's a pretty good sign. Unfortunately, they didn't for me. At about the 4-year mark, I ended up with another tumor that had come back. And then at that point, it was the same thing. We have no drugs. We've removed it. We think we're in really good shape. Let's cross our fingers and hope nothing happens again. The crazy part, or the cool part about my story, is that 5 years ago when I was initially diagnosed, Dr. Wong and his cancer care team had just started one of the first clinical trials in North America for melanoma, for immunotherapies, for drugs that can hopefully treat melanoma. We had one of the first funded clinical trials in North America. I'm now with stage 4 cancer, and those drugs that have just come off clinical trial, 4 or 5 months ago, and that's what I'm now using. It's unique because I've been living with cancer for over 5 years now. I was really, really lucky that we didn't catch it early enough to be scot-free, but we caught it early enough to have a chance. You get hit with this, and it really changes your outlook on life, and I was really angry and really mad, and why me, and this sucks, and I'm so young. So I worked with the psychosocial services. Every day that I've kind of had since then, and the longer I'm around, it's almost like bonus time. Every day is kind of extra from what we initially thought it would be, especially considering that I'm taking drugs now that 5 years ago, if I would have had this diagnosis, it would have been, here's your checkout slip. Whereas now we actually have options. Due 100% to the funds that Cancer Care Manitoba raises. If we didn't have Cancer Care Manitoba, we wouldn't have doctors like my oncologist, like Dr. Wong. I'm here because of clinical trials that he started in Manitoba. He's here because Cancer Care Manitoba brought him here. They are funding research. They are bringing the best doctors here. They are giving Manitobans a chance at world-class healthcare. I'm a living example. The only reason I'm here today is because of the work the foundation does.